Welcome, Sachin, to the section I call Five Questions, imaginary title, because I'm going to ask you five questions. So the first question is, what's your daily routine?
So thanks for having me as well. So the daily routine starts with taking the kids. I've got two boys, taking them for a walk around the park. Sort of started since lockdown and we've carried on and doing a little bit sort of, you know, appreciation and prayers. And then after that, it will be a quick 20-minute stretch, and I will do probably about 10 minutes of meditation before I shower, get ready. And then it's straight into work after that. I work remotely, so, you know, straight into the office. Work usually starts for me about 8:30, and then, like, could end at sort of 6, first session. You know, with obviously a break or two in between. And then after the kids have gone to sleep, then I'm usually sort of back to the laptop again. What I tend to do, I leave a book or a journal beside my bedside table so that I do one or the other before I go to sleep. So it'll be a little bit of journal before bedtime. So that's the routine on most days.
It's interesting. What's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
The best piece of advice was when I was a trader, and it was from my trading coach, who was, you know, in life, all you need to focus on is making the right decision at the right time and staying present moment focused. And that's why, you know, ever since then, I've sort of, you know, been heavily into meditation as a sort of daily practice. And success will be a byproduct of that decision making. So yeah, I think that was a great bit of advice.
So what's your favorite thing to do to relax? I guess meditations will be high up there.
No, actually, in front of meditation is golf. I'm like a massive golfer. So yeah, I love, whenever I get time, love to go out and play. And I'm a member of a society, so we play once a month with them. So yeah, golf.
So what in the world annoys you?
Apart from fundraising, it's probably what I hate most are people who are sort of have an agenda for a conversation, and it centers around some type of status dropping or name dropping or sort of signaling. Those type of people really rub me up the wrong way.
Yeah, I was just driving my BMW the other day and
so yeah, but that was in response, so that was
awesome. Oh, I was all right then. So what are you most proud of?
I'm most proud of my resilience. I've never had a proper job per se. I started trading my own capital, had a very successful career out of that, and set up a business when my back was against the wall, in terms of finances and resources, and managed to turn into a success. So yeah.
Well, thanks for that, Sachin. So for everybody else, the main podcast will be released this Sunday, where Sachin and I will be talking about his new business, Touch, and we'll be talking about his entrepreneur journey, but also how he built his MVP and the challenges he faced doing that. Cheers. Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you like what you hear, then please subscribe with the Atom Ventures podcast, and you can find us on Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, all the great podcasting sites. Please also leave a review, and if you want to get in contact, then please visit our site, atomcto.com. You can find us on LinkedIn under Atom Ventures and Atom CTO, and you can email us at info@atomcto.com.